USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With Democratic-led cities such as Chicago and Portland being resistant to help from the federal government, the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Quentin Lucas, tells MSNBC local law enforcement has a good relationship with their federal counterparts.
We all want murders solved. We want murderers off the streets. We agree with that narrow focus, and our local police department has worked with the FBI, ATF for years.
The Democratic-led House Financial Services Committee is holding a hearing, virtually, of course, on the economic recovery during the coronavirus pandemic. In the hearing, the Democrats are mainly focusing on the HEROES Act, which Republican Congressman Patrick McHenry says,
"This is the day in the middle of a crisis, as we speed toward another disaster of this fiscal cliff, House Democrats chose to have a hearing on a bill that passed over 2 months ago."
USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's health care costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As the protests continue in Portland, Oregon, now the protesters are revealing what they're exactly after. A group of protesters telling the city's Democratic mayor what they're looking for. Their demands include defunding the Portland Police Bureau by at least 50% and reinvesting it in the communities, especially the black community. They're hoping to free all the protesters from jail and get federal law enforcement out of Portland. They also want the mayor to resign. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are taking notice, and Republican Senator from Texas introducing a bill that says,
if you attack a federal courthouse, the answer ought to be you're going to be arrested, you're going to be put in jail, you're going to stay in jail a long time.
Senator Cruz speaking there on Fox News. A Senate committee moved to ban the use of TikTok on government devices. The Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs unanimously passed the bill that was proposed by Senator Josh Hawley that would ban government devices from using the Chinese social media app. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The Trump administration issuing a mandate regarding COVID-19 testing. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Increased testing coming to nursing homes in the states hit hard by coronavirus, as President Trump says all personnel in the facilities will be tested at the highest level, explaining thousands of tests that give results in just minutes are now being shipped out to support the effort. On the pandemic overall, the president says,
but we're working with very talented people, very brilliant people, and it's all going to work out. And it is working out.
President Trump also sitting down with the medical contributor for Fox News, Dr. Mark Siegel, telling him that he's a big fan of masks.
My attitude is that when I was at the hospital, I felt very comfortable wearing the mask. I believe that you should wear it, even if there's a 1% chance it helps. If you look early on, they were all saying, don't wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. That didn't make total sense to me, but don't wear a mask. Now they're all saying, wear a mask. My attitude is, it probably helps. Give it a shot, because we have to win this thing. So it's not a question of pride. It's not a question of anything. We have to win this. So when you're in a certain situation, I think you should wear a mask.
On April 3rd, the president did recommend that Americans wear masks. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.